Britain.
Urban planning. The shock of the new. 20 years ago, new towns were bywords for urban decay. Now look.
Some governments have precious places, towns and villages that express their vision of Britain, that are filled with the sort of people who voted for them. For Boris Johnson's governments, the place was Teesside, a Brexity part of northeast England. David Cameron haunted factories around Derby, a city in the East Midlands, in order to show that he understood ordinary people. But few were fooled. Lord Cameron will always be associated with the rich, untroubled town of Chipping Norton in the Cotswolds. The new government's precious place seems to be Stevenage, a town of 90,000 people, about 25 miles, 40 kilometres, north of London. Sir Keir Starmer went there in 2020 to launch his campaign to lead the Labour Party. He has returned several times since. In July, Labour won the seat from the Tories. One of his ministers, Lady Taylor, led the local council for 16 years. Another, Matthew Pennycook, went there to announce that the government intends to build more towns like it. For Stevenage and its ilk, it is a remarkable reversal. Stevenage was a pioneer, the first settlement to be designated under the 1946 New Towns Act. It was one of 8 built around London after the Second World War, with the aim of arresting the capital's spread and providing superior homes for factory workers. Other new towns sprang up in Scotland, near Liverpool, in northeast England, and in the Midlands. The new towns were planning and architectural showcases, bold and experimental, except in their building material, which was invariably concrete. Stevenage contains Radburn streets, where homes open onto footpaths, and has one of Britain's first pedestrianised shopping centres. The new towns were meant to be social utopias too. In 1946, Lewis Silkin, the town planning minister, insisted that they must be socially mixed. We must not make them towns inhabited by people of one income level, and that the lowest. They did not quite work out that way. Middle-class people moved to less concrete places, leaving the new towns to skilled manual workers. Many have remained more working class than their environs. The 2021 census showed that 33% of adults in Stevenage are professionals, managers or technicians, compared with 40% in Hertfordshire, the surrounding county. Jo Ward, curator of Stevenage Museum, says the town has lots of decent three-bedroom houses, but few of the grander ones that might entice affluent people. 2 decades ago, Britain's new towns were on their uppers. In 2002, a parliamentary select committee described them as experiencing major problems. Their buildings and infrastructure, which had been built in an austere era, were crumbling. Residents were scared to use their many walkways, which had been created to keep people safe from cars. Their design was inappropriate to the 21st century. Until recently, the very term was politically taboo. The last Labour government promised to build millennium villages. Then, a few years later, it said it would create eco-towns. The Conservative-led coalition of 2010-15 promised locally-led garden cities, which, like the millennium villages and the eco-towns, failed to appear in any number. So why is the current government talking about new towns again? One possibility is that the existing ones have come to seem less peculiar, a more part of Britain's urban patina, as Mark Clapson, an expert on new towns, puts it. Blocks of flats have sprouted in the middle of Stevenage, as they have in older towns. Conventional suburbs have appeared on its fringes. Some of these are built on land controlled by neighbouring rural authorities, which were thereby able to satisfy government demands to build more homes without spoiling their villages. The politics of social class may explain the turn too. Sir Keir talks often about his working class origins. During the general election campaign, he repeated that his father was a toolmaker, beyond the point at which it became a joke. That is in line with his fondness for new towns. Even when they were unfashionable, many working class people associated the towns with staggering improvements in their lives. The early residents felt they had entered paradise. Marie Cousins, who moved to Stevenage in 1957, found her house astonishingly luxurious compared with the flat she had shared in Inner London. Her children ran up and down the stairs shouting, "These are our stairs," and repeatedly flushed the toilet. "The best move we ever made," she told the authors of a book published in 1991. The new towns evoke an era of confident government when Labour ministers could decree that a town would be built and it would appear. But if anybody thinks building another new town the size of Stevenage will be easy or uncontroversial, they will be disappointed. Environmental and planning laws have grown into fearsome obstacles. South East England, which most needs new housing, is thick with villagers who defend their patches vigorously. Labour says it is trying to reduce these barriers, but making existing cities bigger and denser would be simpler. Even building Stevenage was hard. Residents of Old Stevenage named the new town Silkengrad in reference to the town planning minister. A filing cabinet in the Central Library contains newspaper clippings about the plans with headlines like "The Coming Invasion by Londoners" and "300 People Fight for Town." New towns may be in vogue again, but they will provoke some familiar opposition.